producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here on America Tonight, we've been talking about just how awful it is, how shocking and how appalled so many of us are. I mean, who isn't appalled by the beheading of U.S. journalist James Foley? And I got so much email on that. Of course, we'll get to that when we get to the mailbag. But here, right from the get-go on America Tonight, we go out to our pals from Talk Radio News, Luke Vargas in the wings joining us. Luke, I can just imagine what the reaction has been, even from the U.N. perspective. What's being said about what happened here with Foley? And there's more to advance on that story, by the way, but just initially the reaction to the video that was released by the Islamic State showing his beheading.
Well, it's obviously horrifying and stomach-turning. It just so happens I'm actually in Boston today. I was covering some campaign events up in New Hampshire, and I'm a personal friends with the CEO of Global Post, which is the outlet that James Foley was working for when he was captured, you know, without saying too much more, because I was privy to some sort of off-the-record conversations through the years about this. I can say that Global Post, understanding full well that Foley was a freelancer, and that's a position that is sort of a risky one in the modern media landscape. It often means that freelancers, you know, don't enjoy the same legal protections, security protections in these kind of incidents. Global Post, knowing that, went out of their way, many years, millions of dollars spent to try and find out as much as they could about where he was, who had captured him. So this is not a classic example of a freelancer being forgotten about. He was very much treated by the network as someone, as their own, someone they really thought they could try and get back to safety. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Again, I mean, there are so many ways we could take this. I think the thing that has really shocked me is the extent to which we're no longer dealing, in the case of the Islamic State, with a terrorist organization in the traditional Al-Qaeda sense, in which they, you know, film on a VHS tape some sort of speech from Osama bin Laden and then use a courier or send it to the Al Jazeera studios, and then they make a decision about whether to release it to the public. Here you have the Islamic State harnessing what we would otherwise call the transformational power of social media to put this terrorist propaganda video right up on YouTube. From there, it was just seconds for it to really penetrate across the world. And, you know, putting on my commentary hat for a second and realizing what could be in store for us, I think it is worth pointing out there are four more American journalists currently being held in Iraq. There are at least 20 journalists altogether currently considered captive there.
Wow.
And you wonder, there has been such a response to this one video, so many calls in the past 24 hours for the United States to ramp up its military action, to do something. You know, people who seem like pacifists to me over the past few months have turned into hawks, saying you've got to just wipe these people off the map. And you wonder, if this goes on, you know, the Foley video ended with another American being trotted out in front of the camera.
Yep.
You wonder if this keeps up, if, God forbid, there is another video released, another person then trotted up to the camera at the end of that video, how far could this propaganda change American public opinion and perhaps force, you know, with an angry public, force the administration into making a decision that they may not otherwise have wanted to make, or that we ought not make. So the real propaganda value of this kind of incident is very clear to me and quite disturbing.
Yeah, and it's interesting, on the tape, one of the things it said that they have to stop the airstrikes. Well, that's exactly what didn't happen. We launched a new barrage. The U.S. launches a new barrage of strikes, as you know, on Wednesday against the Islamic State after, of course, the horrifying video. Because then there, as you were just saying, how far will we go? Well, now seeing that, The president vows, look, we're going to pursue these terrorists, and we even launched a secret mission. How about that revelation that they launched a secret mission inside Syria? But unfortunately, something happened there. They didn't get to Foley and other Americans still being held hostage. That was pretty wild. We had no idea about that.
Yeah, I mean, that confirms a lot of people's suspicions about this group, which is that they do a very, very good job of keeping a low profile. They probably don't use a set compound or anything like that. They're constantly on the move. And I'm sure I believe his name is Sotloff, the other American who is currently being held, if he's still alive, I'm sure he's moved considerably from where that video was filmed. It would not surprise me. You know, turning to the airstrikes, it is worth noting, you know, the major call that is now coming out from certain, you know, political corners in America, including from John McCain up in New Hampshire just a few days ago before this instance, which is that, you know, people are saying we need to respond to a threat that does not see borders, that moves freely between Syria and Iraq by moving our airstrikes to Syria as well. This is obviously, as you know, something the U.S. has been loath to do until this point, striking targets directly within Syria. But that is the call from, you know, elements of the foreign policy community. And I'm sure that in the coming days, those calls are going to increase. But, you know, I don't think the American public, broadly speaking, has really weighed the benefits and drawbacks of that kind of strategy. But there are these very intense calls now for the president to do more.
Yeah, in the meantime, I feel compelled to advance this story if we can, and we've been all over this, and I know you have too, is what's happening with Israel. And we saw that the ceasefire was broken, Israel, and what's going on at the Gaza Strip. What's the latest that you hear on that?
Well, the numbers I had are a little bit old, but, you know, recapping the day, there were at least 100 Israeli strikes on targets within Gaza. There were also over 150 rockets fired by Hamas into Israel. And I think what many people say is the most disturbing thing about this is that, unlike the breaking of past small ceasefires, which have, you know, sort of been rolling down the pipeline for the past few weeks, here there is not only a return to widespread hostilities, I mean, big numbers from both sides, but all the negotiators from Palestine have left Cairo. In the instance of these other ceasefires, they would say, look, you know, we're not going to be able to renew this, but we're going to stay at the table and keep talking. What we've seen over the past 24 hours are Palestinian negotiators leave Cairo. I believe they're in Doha speaking with the leaders of Hamas in exile. So, you know, and then on the Israeli side, you see Mr. Netanyahu saying that this is going to be a continuous campaign. He made one statement saying if Hamas continues to strike Israel, Israel will hit back sevenfold. I'm not sure the significance of the seven there. But, you know, in all respects, it really does look like both of these parties still have high-profile target lists. In the case of Israel, they tried to knock out Hamas's lead military commander, Mohammed Daif, today, and that was unsuccessful. But it does prove that, unlike the statements we were hearing maybe 10 days ago when there was a prospect of a long-term peace, that, look, we've accomplished our mission. There's not much more to do here. We see that when given the opportunity, Hamas has rockets. They have tons of long-distance rockets. And on the Israeli side, there are still many high-profile Hamas targets and just targets in general within Gaza that they want to still go after. And that all leads to this unfortunate impression that this could drag on for some time.
Yeah. Luke Vargas, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Good thing. Have a great evening.
You too.
The daughter of Zion, once precious princess, left her father's house to walk streets that never rest. Maybe they'll find me in the metropolis.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So welcome back to America Tonight. Obviously talking there with Luke Vargas about what's happening with the Islamic State, especially scary stuff. And as he mentions, it'll be interesting to see following the dots if a lot of the attitudes change. I mean, special forces failed in the American hostage rescue. We don't know what happened there, the specifics of it. It obviously collapsed. You heard him mention that he... You know, even though the journalist was a freelancer, that Global Post spent a ton of money doing whatever they can to try to get back James Foley and help other Americans as well, since they were in the middle of this. And now you have ISIS threatening to behead yet another American journalist. How much more do we need? I mean, the craziness of this and seeing it over and over again, and I think it's going to get worse because these people are in your face. They do not care about blowback. They are looking for big headlines. They are looking to rock the world. And at some point, there is going to be that decision. How would you feel about a complete massive surge into Iraq to try to eradicate these jihadists? At what point, if you keep seeing that with Americans, would that make you say to yourself, all right, now this is it. Gloves are off. We have no choice. We got to do that. I think we are getting to that point where it could come down to some radical decisions that there is no way we were supporting because of how long and how much we invested, how much time in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And I'll tell you, I've talked to all kinds of people who have been to some really brutal, dark holes, and they say that this is like there is no sunlight in their eyes. I mean, this is a full court press, right? So at what point, as it gets more and more twisted, do we say, okay, this isn't what we wanted to have happen, sorry, but we're going to flip on this. We're going to support the idea of we have no choice but to have boots on the ground. I wonder if it does come down to that. I wonder. And I'll tell you, Foley, after how long he must have been held hostage and how awful for his parents, you know, trying desperately to do whatever they can, and of course you can't do anything about that, in blocking some of that video that has been seen over and over again of their son. It's just awful. And the only details we do know is that the airstrikes, of course, have been ramped up and that there might be more troops. So already we know there's going to be possibly more troops after this beheading. And this may be it. This might be it. So the people that are stuck in Iraq, the people that are left there, may get the cavalry again in the form of the U.S. But I just wonder, you know, how much we can take, and at what point do we say, okay, well, this is the world now, so we're invested in this. We have this voluntary military, and we're going to have to sink some of it back into the quicksand of the Middle East after we've already poured and pumped in our blood, sweat, tears, and limbs. And wouldn't it have been great if we could have eradicated this earlier? Wouldn't it have been great if we had stomped this out right away, as soon as it started to bubble up, as soon as we started to see what was going on in Syria? So as always, we invite you to throw in your two cents, 855-266-5283. Would you be on board, America, if this was the action we took? Not just targeted strikes, not just, oh, some special forces. No, I'm saying full on in your face, Uncle Sam is coming to you. Would you be on board if suddenly, 3 months from now, 4 months from now, I don't know how long, we get the word, we come on the air and say, guess what? We're going back. We're going back. I think if you see more Americans being beheaded, again, there has to be more of an outcry. It's not just going to be targeted strikes. It's going to be bigger than that. And are the targeted strikes hitting the marks? I mean, that's the key thing. And we all know there's no way to completely eradicate this. The scary thing is, and Luke Vargas said it there, is you got 10,000 plus in this Islamic State, right, that are flat out beheading kids and people, and not as massively as some of it was exaggerated, but it's happening, and it's kind of the threat of, we want you on board, and if you're not, you better get out because you're probably going to lose your head. I mean, it's just barbaric. It's harkens back to, you know, I don't know, when the English invaded Ireland and killed every sixth person. Yeah, certainly we've seen the Crusades and some of the bloodiest things that have happened in history. And this is over religion. So many wars, so many things that happen, so many of the barbaric moments that we can go back and look at have happened due to that, due to zealots. And this is what you have. You have jihadists who don't have any feelings at all for human life. It's, you're either on board, baby, or you're dead. It is so sad to see those pictures, I gotta say, of James Foley, and then to see ultimately what happened. You know, we've seen this before. We saw Daniel Pearl. You saw just that fear in his face. I can remember that picture. I can recall that picture in my mind. I can pull that up because I saw it so many times. And now this, and we saw what happened there, right? Now this is, I think, even to a different level because of how many people are suffering the same fate and how quickly they're throwing up these videos. And if there are more Americans to behead a second journalist, wow. a journalist? I mean, this is haunting. Haunting. And in England, because a lot of the recruiting is happening there, they're saying, we're going to stop this ISIS recruiting. But it's foolhardy to think that there's an easy way to do this, because there isn't. If it were, then we would have already done it. You know, I said one time on the show and got so much blowback for this that wouldn't it be great if we could have just turned it all into glass, meaning get everybody out, get the women and children out and all of that, and say, we can't tolerate this anymore. So here we are in this situation, and it could have been nipped in Syria, but it wasn't. It wasn't. So now it spreads, and you got big chunks of land, villages, etc. I mean, they want to kill us. They want to kill Western ways. And this isn't just, oh, you know, that's not here, and sure, we're going to have to crack down, watch the flights, and take off your shoes. No, no, I think it's way beyond that. I really do. I'm not a fearmonger. There's no reason to just stir the pot. But I've had some really frightening conversations with some people at the Pentagon who, of course, can't come on the show. Just similar to what Luke said, there were things that he heard that he couldn't say on the air. But it's bad. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And, of course, in Ferguson, we're all keeping our eyes on every single night what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, and so far, so good. I mean, there are more of the peaceful protest kind of things, but there's other shoes to drop, other dominoes to fall, like what's going to happen ultimately to the officer, Darren Wilson, and does he get charged or he doesn't get charged? Do people react to that, or do they react, but they react calmer than one would think? So you give them the benefit of the doubt that have been protesting. Or is it our worst fears, you know, realized? Some people seem to think that what was happening in Ferguson was going to spread to other places because, you know, too bad we've had enough of this and we're not going to take it anymore. So this is what happens. And somebody's got to put their foot down at some point. But that hasn't happened. There have been people, I think, that have come in to kind of cause turmoil from other places, or to rubberneck or whatever, so they've just added to it. But we haven't seen that, we have not seen that spread. And in Ferguson, nothing on Wednesday night into Thursday, nothing happening there, so that's a good one. That's good. Stay with us. More react from the prosecutor on some decisions and the grand jury in just a minute.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Well, it's down hearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend money about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plainly stated, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. God, yeah, I thank you.
Tonight, talking about a couple of different things, including Islamic State and ultimately what this group, this sick, twisted group, sadly is doing and holding America hostage as they talk about beheading yet another journalist. And at some point, you know what, you got to stand up and say, well, we got to figure this out. It's never too late to say, if we have to do the pushback thing, we got to do the pushback thing. However, how would one take it if it was a full-on invasion? I mean, a full-on invasion. Even as I say it, I know that there would be massive resistance to it. But even the hardcore can flip a switch when they see something that comes closer and closer that could affect their family. It's all bets are off, and let's face it, it's the truth. All bets are off when suddenly it's in your backyard. Jack is listening to us in Australia, of course. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Now, as you know, I spent a little bit of time in the military, and part of that time was in Somalia back during that nasty little affair back in the 90s.
Yeah.
This way of life for these people is common. They have no remorse for anything they do. And the only language these people really understand is violence. Now, we didn't win World War II by playing nicely and capitulating to these sorts of people. We couldn't do it with Hitler. We couldn't do it with the Japanese. In spite of their barbarity, we had to get tough. Now, we got tough in World War II by bombing the snot out of Dresden and Berlin. The Germans capitulated and surrendered. We nuked the crap out of Japan, and very quickly they came to the surrender table. So what we need to do, and I know we're going to get a ton of hostile email over this, Kate, but this needs to be said, and it needs to be said loud and clear. We bomb the snot out of any asset that ISIS has taken. Now, they've got a hold of Abrams tanks that the Americans left behind, and Humvees and so on. Now, all of those were fitted with a digital warfare system, location system for the digital battlefield, so that the commanders know where exactly those vehicles are. Why have we not tapped into that system and sent drones in with tank killers, with tow anti-tank missiles, and just destroy these assets that they've taken? We know what vehicles they've got, and we just and just all of those assets that are stolen or that have been just abandoned by the Iraqis, we remove from their capabilities of being used.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea. Yeah.
I mean, the technology is there. It's been part of the U.S. Battle plan for quite a while, this digital battlefield data system. It was a system that was designed to try and stop friendly fire incidents by knowing where each of the various units and assets were.
Right.
Now, if the Islamic State takes the town, we know that the civilian casualties will have already happened because of what ISIS does. We level that town. We just go in there and completely glass the area, preferably while they are mopping up their own operations there, and take them out. And this is where I'm going to get really controversial on you, Kate, and I do apologize up front. We make it very clear to Islam that if they do not stop this abhorrent, inhumane behavior, we will take steps that will wipe Islam off the map, starting with the saturation bombing of the Hajj pilgrimage, where 3.5 million Muslims gather each year. Maybe then they will take notice of what is going on. And after that, make it very clear, if Islam does not follow the road of peace like they keep proclaiming, we will do it again. And like Dresden and Japan, we will continue to do it until these people become members of a civilized human race.
Yeah, maybe we have to be drastic. I don't know that anybody's going to be on board with bombing the Muslims and, you know, the 3 million and however many, but I agree. At some point, you have to threaten, and if you don't threaten and you continue to cajole and pander and think of ways around it and that targeted approach, it's just not working, Jack. It's not. You're right. And if you see another American beheaded and somebody else beheaded after that, I mean, there's, you know, the gloves are off. They have to come off. Yeah, I agree.
That's just it. This is the only language these people understand.
Yeah.
They're getting away with beheading people and posting it on YouTube because they know that the West has become complacent. It refuses to go to the dark places that are needed to win a war.
Right.
War is violent. It is dirt. I know firsthand just how ugly and violent it is. And it really does mess with the minds of those of us that have been on the ground, in the boots that are pounding the ground. But, you know, has there been in the United States by the Islamic community denouncing the violence and the beheading of the journalist Foley? Not one. They were dancing in the streets of Lake Kemba and the western suburbs of Sydney, holding up pictures of it just this week, eh? Celebrating the beheading of a Westerner. You know,
wow.
These people do not understand the way of peace. Now, 2 weeks ago, there was the 7-year-old boy holding up the head of a man that had been beheaded. Do you know that that young boy actually came from the Lake Kemba district of Sydney, Australia?
Yeah. I heard that we said that. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, these
unbelievable.
You know, and this is, you know, we've had race riots with Muslims in Australia that are wanting Sharia law. I mean, they are gang raping teenage girls going to the beach and getting a tan and a bikini because their imams are telling them it's okay that women are to be treated nothing more than meat on a butcher's hook.
Wow.
And they get away with this rubbish under the guise of religious tolerance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they get away with it because of tolerance, because of the other side of the religion, yes. Other people who are Muslim, and the problem is then what is will be said back is, well, so what, we're going to do that back to them so that we're uncivilized, so we're going to be barbaric and do the same things. But I don't agree with that, because we're not saying we're going to behead innocent Muslim people and line them up and say, hey, you know, this is what you get for what happened to our people. No, we're not saying that. There's a big difference, and you're not saying that. So, I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, in a way, I am, Kate, because until we get the so-called moderate Muslims to start outing these butchers, they are going to keep hiding in the shadows. They're not going to do anything. Now, the rape cases that I mentioned in Australia, 45 Muslim men have been found not guilty of rape, even though they proudly stood up in the docks of the court and admitted to raping the girl, but they are not guilty because of it's okay under their religion, and their religious leader told them it's okay and legal under Sharia law to do it.
Yeah.
It is their job to bring Sharia law by whatever means to the shores of Australia or Britain or the United States.
Crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely. And you know this already. Thanks, Jack. Sharia law is where it's been accepted in some areas. That's been controversial in the United States. There's been a lot of blowback, thank goodness, to that. But how ridiculous. You know, this is the thing. Tolerance at what point? Barbaric behavior, outrageous, inhumane behavior should never be tolerated, for goodness sake. I mean, that's what we say all the time. We're on humanitarian missions. We're trying to rescue people. I mean, that's people from other worlds and lands really leaning on the United States. So if this is what, you know, we're seeing, and clearly that's the case in Foley's case, how can that at all be? There is no misconstruing that. There is no misconstruing that this is barbaric, inhumane, outrageous behavior. And now it's, once it's touching our people, and that's what I said, all bets are off when it starts to affect your family, when it's in your face, and there are those possibilities, that changes a lot of people's attitudes toward how they think the response should be. And I think that we're going to see, well, I absolutely see, that more people will consent to that. I think initially what Jack was saying as far as targeting, and supposedly this is what is supposed to happen with these airstrikes, but it doesn't seem like it is, just flat out go after every single one of their assets. Of course. Annihilate them. And that's why they want to behead another American, by the way, because they know they don't want to be targeted. They don't want to lose those assets and the power they have with the way they're being able to threaten the people. All right, continue along with us, and if you want to throw in on this conversation, you certainly can at 855-266-5283.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Conversation centering around what's happened after the journalist, the freelance journalist, was beheaded in a James Foley, and that video has been shown so many times, so many people have seen it. And now the White House is considering sending in more ground troops. How do you feel about sending in more troops after that video came out, plus the threat that another American could be beheaded? Special Forces tried but failed to rescue the hostages held by ISIS in Syria. They weren't able to do it, so was it bogus information? Got there too late? I don't know any of the details of that, and it's pretty tight as a drum. I have a good source, to be honest, and I've said this before at the Pentagon. They didn't. There wasn't a lot coming out of that, except for that there really are a lot of things that are being thrown around the table, a lot of open discussions about, okay, where are we headed with this? Now, this isn't like, oh, it bubbled up. Geez, Al-Qaeda, the deck of cards. Let's figure out who we're going after. Yeah, we've knocked a few off. And sure, we used drones. And then we got criticized for using drones. And no, this is goes beyond this, because I think it's going to get even dirtier and nastier. And once you go down that road with ISIS, and man, I hope I'm wrong, but it's not looking that way. at some point you got to say, okay, now the threat's in our backyard, and if it's not here yet, it's coming. And do any of us want to wake up to that? And the answer is no. Listen, we're involved in, you know, what are people involved in? Their cell phones, the games they're playing, how much Candy Crush can they play, and how much can they ignore what's happening? Because once that Candy Crush gets threatened, once your Starbucks are taken away, once you are forced to make that kind of a choice, we don't know what that's like because we're not living with that. We're not living how they're living in these villages in Iraq and in Syria, what happened to some of the Syrian people. And you see they just flee, which is, of course, what you would think your reaction would be. Grab what you have, start walking. Head for the exits, go across the border, get away. But unfortunately, getting away, depending on what direction they went, they fell right back into ISIS's hands. And so that's happened, sadly, to many, many of the just innocent people in Iraq and in Syria. Now, this taunting of beheading a second American journalist, we start to see that. We start to see that video. I would have to think that there's going to be more than targeted strikes. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan. There he is.
Yep, here I am.
Here you is. What do you think? Your two cents.
Okay, I got to have a few minutes. Okay, good. I got a couple three subjects here for you.
Sure.
One, the beheading of our journalist, appalling. I'll even go Jack one better. Kick every Muslim in the entire United States, Australia, and any other nation in the world out and send them back to their little countries that they came from. If they don't have a country that they want to go to, tell them, hey, it all started in Saudi Arabia. You got a country. We're going to send you there. Then tell the Saudis, the next time the journalists are attacked, anyone's attacked, any more of this Muslim radicalism, we're going to take care of you once and for all. That's where it started. That's where it ends. You kill a snake by cutting off its head. Goodbye, Arabia. It's gone. All right? Nuke the damn place and be done with it. Okay? That is my part of radicalism. Now, about the Ferguson situation over there in Missouri. The 12th of this month, a black cop in Salt Lake City shot to death a white young man of 20 years old who was wearing earplugs and did not hear his order to lay down on the ground because there had been a gun threat about this one convenience store. So he shows up. Three guys are walking out of the convenience store. They're related. The guy in the middle is wearing headphones. He gives an order for the three of them to lay down so he can check them for arms, blah, blah, blah. They do. They lay down. The guy in the middle, So he reaches up to get his headphones and boom! The cop blows him away. Mm. When it was reported, it was other than white. Well, to come to find out, it was a black officer that killed a white young man, 20 years old, gone. Let me see. I don't think there was any riots in Salt Lake City. I don't think there was any threats to kill the black officer. I don't think there was any of the black trash crap that's going on in Ferguson, and that's exactly what I call it, black trash. And I think this has gone on far enough. And about these protests that they're bringing in all these people from California and New York and all over to help with the program of ripping off the people in the community by doing these sacking of the stores and stealing the 50-inch TVs and blah, 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 and the liquor stores that's being ripped off and the other business being shut down. I have another way to solve that. You give an order by the National Guard, any looter caught will be shot and killed on sight. And that'll be the end of that. Okay.
No more looting. It's like
I'm afraid I'm just a little more hardcore than Jack. Good on you, Jack, by the way, brother. You said it just like it should be said, but I'm a little bit rougher than you are. I say kick every damn slum of the country out. Once for all. And are you still claiming them for your friends, Kate, when these dirty, rotten sons of bitches keep doing what they're doing?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem with that. You know, here's what the problem
is.
You know that
there
is
no moderate Muslim. They all toast
I disagree. Oh, gosh, I disagree. What about when they killed the Catholics? What about when Protestants killed other Protestants in the name of they didn't like this religion or that religion? You know what? All wars, if you go back, there's a great book. It's called The End of Religion. And in the book, it's about all wars being based on religion. Hey, listen, nobody fears more, hates more, can't believe the things I've seen from radicalized Islamic jihadists. But be careful what you wish for. Here's what I would say. Do I think that there are moderate Muslims? I absolutely do. I absolutely do. Would we kill Muhammad Ali? Would we say, I'm sorry, American hero, get out of our country because you're a Muslim? Of course not. There are other athletes who have claimed the Muslim religion and they grew up Christian or, you know, whatever. So it's not fair to do that. It's not. However, the problem is those people who are moderate should be offended by what's happening in the name of their religion. And I agree with that because they cannot sit in the weeds any longer. I think moderate Muslims need to get involved in the conversation and raise the stakes and not stand for that either. Absolutely. And that's part of the problem. Why wouldn't you rise up and say, you know what, we're not going to take this anymore because in the name of the Quran, you are taking it to extreme limits and doing outrageous, inhumane, sickening, twisted things. And we're not part of the same religion. Now, some certainly have done that. So you cannot say, you just can't. Oh, Dan, you just cannot condemn everyone. Otherwise, we would be stoning the Catholics. We would be segregating other people because of religion. And of course that does happen. We certainly don't want that in the United States. I mean, we are the land of the free and the home of the brave, and to escape religious persecution, that's how this country was started. So you have to be careful with that. Absolutely. Anybody radicalized, anybody who says that they're part of the Islamic State, I agree 100%. And shame on the moderates who don't stand up and say, wow, this is wrong. This is not my book. These are not my people. And I agree. Wipe them out. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.